Noi viviamo continuamente This word of Deuteronomy, as we read this morning, we're looking for scripture that confirms other scriptures. God has done wonderful things. It's written, He made you hear His voice from heaven, and we heard also His voice in the 11th June. This word came out as John the Baptist has been sent with the message for the first coming. The voice was telling him, raise up your eyes toward heaven. And after a while, he raised up his head and he seen the cloud that was pronouncing from heaven. A message to prepare the second coming of the Lord. He made us hear His voice from heaven to teach us. What is this teaching? He removed all things of denomination, all tradition, all things that men have put in the Word of God, and He came to put everything right in their place. Faith without obedience is not faith. Faith must have obedience. And obedience works with faith. If you don't have faith, you can obey. You see? Here's what God always designed since the beginning. He gave us this word to teach us, to lead us. It's true. When He brought them out of Egypt, during the day there was the cloud, and during the night there was the pillar of fire. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. Is what the church now has to receive. For us to obey and to submit us, to submit ourselves to the Word of God. Then everything is going to be as natural. Everything is going to work according to the plan of God. Everything is going to be realized according to His will. There's a sign. I got different passages of scriptures, also in the book of Luke, and also Mark chapter 10. We can see here the young rich man going to the Lord and asking Him what I have to do for me to have eternal life. This young man had everything, but the only thing that he did not have, it was to have the eternal life. He had a small problem. Still, this morning we heard also this thing. He had still things that he has to put them right before God. It's always the same thing. We see that there was this force or this strength, the strength of the word of our Lord Jesus Christ, when He told him, you have to forsake everything. Verse 21, the Bible says, and when Jesus looked at him, He loved him. Jesus has loved us before the beginning of the word, but you have to know it and you have to understand it. And if you know it, you'll obey. And if you realize it, you have faith and you will obey it. And you say, Lord, you have loved me. You have forgiven all my sins. You have removed them. They do not exist anymore. It's finished. You have done something that my father, a man, my brother, my mom, they could not do, but you have done it. You see? Because there is something you realize. this young man rich, young rich man, he has difficulties because the word was not in his heart. Something was missing to him. Something was missing to him. And that's touch that was missing to him was the revelation of Jesus Christ. And the Lord has put this revelation to our heart. Hidden things belong to God, but revealed things belong to a man. Matthew 16, I will build my church upon this rock, upon this revelation, by or through inspiration. We can see also the father of Moses, through faith, he did something. He had Moses for 3 months. There was something that this young man was attracted toward this man, Jesus Christ. He had respect. And this respect made in the way for the anointment to come down. And the brother is talking about Peter. When he had the revelation about Jesus Christ, it was not something from school. He did not learn it from school, but it was something that's been revealed by God. And it was inside. Once you reveal it inside, another deep. With the word of God is also the same. You believe that? I believe from my heart. This is the way. It's not about listening a message or a sermon. Yeah, that's is right, because faith comes from what you hear. But you have to get inside. You have to have a revelation. You have to be part of that message. Exactly as we read here, God has spoken from the heaven, and you heard his voice for him to teach you, for him to tell you what to do. And inside there is a teaching. There was a teaching inside what God has said. And this teaching, his goal is to bring us to maturity. You have to be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. How can you build love? How can you create it? It's impossible for you to create it. It cannot come by nature. It's impossible. We heard it this morning. I love my son, but do I love my brother in the same way that I love my child or my son? Here is the point. What the Lord Jesus is saying. He died. If he died, we have to die. And now if we are living, we have to live for the only person who died for us. And we don't belong anymore to ourselves. For this reason, the Lord has to grant us grace to live the word of God, to live it with all our heart. These brothers in Perugia, it's true that they heard the word. They've been also taught about the word. As you written in Mark 16, the one who will believe, he will be baptized, and the one who doesn't believe, he will be condemned. This is the beginning. You have to believe, then be baptized. Then your faith has to grow. Then your heart has to be enlarged for the word of God to come in, the fullness of the word of God. And then God will seal us. You believe that? No one can do something if it's not God himself doing that. And we believe so. And for this reason, we must have the teaching that comes straight from God. As is written now in Psalm 119, I hide your word in my heart for me not to sin against thee. Revelation is like a seed, and it has to grow. It's not like the first day we came here. We start slowly. But once you start, you don't depart anymore from that love that it was given to you through Jesus Christ. You cannot depart from it anymore. But you are getting every day, like you are getting stronger and stronger. And these passages that we are going to read, they are wonderful. For this reason, also in the book of Exodus 23, we all know all these scriptures, but they are bringing us back to reality. Because today we are seeing things. Take heed. Because we are seeing things, and these things are like the same things that's happening in here's 80. As at that time, we have to hear sermons, or we have to hear sermon of Brother Branham, and then live accordingly. But this thing today is not anymore valid. I believe an important thing, the word of God is a fresh word every day. It cannot be in precise days or like just in some special day. But the revelation of the word of God has to be fresh every single day. Every morning, even when you woke up, Jesus Christ won't talk to you already every day. He was having fellowship with Adam and Eve every day. Today, for me, for what I believe firmly, it has to be so. Fresh food every day. Amen. Not just twice or three times per week, but every day. May God help. God has to help us. The teaching of God is every day. Teach me your ways. Just three times in the week, and the other days you don't do it. David is saying, teach me your way. Moses say, make me know your ways. Just one day? Amen. May God grant that grace. May God make us realize that we need continuously the revelation of the word of God. There is no time or moment that where God is leaving us. He say, I be with you every day till the consummation of all things. It's going to be every day, and every day is speaking to us, and every day we have to listen to him. Here is submission. It's not submission to man. It's not submission to Franco Forestieri or Edward Frank. Submission is under the Spirit of God, Jesus Christ. Him is the living word. He's the word that produces seed. He produces 100-fold, 60-fold. Is him, the one who produces till the end. For this reason, the Bible says his word cannot come back void, without accomplishing well what he sent it for.
Amen.
is in the same way. Every single word of the scripture is that said the Lord. Once he speaks it, he cannot go back void. And what is going to be my worry today? I want to read some passage of scriptures. We can read this leadership of God in at the end time. On earth, amen. Everywhere there is a bride of Jesus Christ on earth, all of them, in different places, they must be the same teaching. All of them are in the same line. It's not about me, I'm thinking, you think, I believe. No, it's not about that. Everyone must have the same teaching and the total submission under the Word and the Spirit of God. And that is what is taking place today. May God bless our heart and strengthen our faith. We are testimony or witnesses. We became witnesses of Jesus Christ. And the world is looking at us, observing us. As Brother Branham used to say, in the last time, the evangelization at the end time, how is going to be? Here there is a brochure, take. It's not about that. Evangelization of end time, it must be like each one of us must become a brochure or a sermon, a living sermon. And when you speak, your life is according to what you speak. And it must be according to what you say. And at that time, then you become the living testimony or witness. Me, I can change. I can get old. I can have a sickness. I do not know what God has reserved for me. But God never change. And Jesus Christ won't change. What he has done and what he has sealed and what he has said and what he has predestinated, everything, all promises, they are going to be confirmed. We find it. Watch out for everything to be put at the right place. Exodus 23, verse 20. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. To bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice, etc. We know that this angel has come. And why are we going to be out of the plan of God when we could be in the plan of God? Here the Bible is saying, to bring thee into the place which I prepared. Where God wants to lead us? Are the latter rain going to take place? Are the unity is going to take place? Is the unity of the church is going to take place? A word, Psalm 50, verse 5, is already done. Is not to be done, but is already done. We are in the body of Christ. We are part of this church. We are part of overcomers. Are we integrate in this plan or in this body? This is the kingdom of God. To be part of the body of Jesus Christ. You see how the teaching of the love of God is precious. God has given to some God has given to everyone in different way. So different gift. there won't be someone Terry to come or to be left behind. We can read in Matthew 16:18. Matthew 11. From verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Amen. Learn of me. May God bless our heart. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For this reason, today more than other days, we must have the contrite spirit and a broken heart. A contrite heart and a broken spirit. And God is going to reveal himself to us. Is the state that the church has to have, the condition that the church has to have at this time. And the Lord is going to be in our midst. He's going to take possession. Lord, take possession of your church. Take possession of your church. This spirit that mourns for the brethren, mourns for sins, for things that are not yet in their place, for family. This spirit that is crying. Romans chapter 8. Also the hurt is mourning, is longing, waiting for the manifestation of the Son of God or children of God. Our preoccupation is to put the word of God in practice, to obey it. If not, we are going to be outside, left outside. We are going to be we are going to seek always for something. What are you seeking for? You have it already. God is already given it to you. Just obey to the word of God. Let us obey to the word of God. Learn of me. I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You see, this young rich man in book of Mark 10, what the young rich man did not realize. He had great riches. For this reason today, I'm talking about riches. When I'm talking about riches, we're thinking riches, material things. Or it can be also intellectual. It can be also things that you have. So sometimes your actions are different from what you think. They are not connected. This is the big problem. Then Jesus, beholding, loved him and said unto him, one thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give it to the poor. Take up the cross and follow me. The last part of verse 21. A believer who is in the hand of God, who is redeemed, he can't just be led or be conduct through the teaching of God. And the only things that he can do is to have in his heart the right leadership and to say, as Jesus said, no, my will, but thy will be done. What you say to me, I take it, I keep it. You see? Mark 10, verse 21. What kind of strength God has given us? The will and the do. Philippians chapter 2. God is the one making in us the will and the do. In your free will, you can do it. Yeah, is that true? You can accept it. It's also true that you can reject it. You can obey fully to what God has said. You can say, God, you have said so. I believed. It's true. Because you have said. What is written in Hebrews 11 is talking about faith. You think it was just put there? These people, God was not revealed or himself to them in the body of flesh, telling them, do this, do this, do this. But it was by revelation that they have done those things. It was by faith, through inspiration. And how this faith comes, it does come when your heart is open to receive the word of God. And this inspiration or revelation cannot come to you if there is a wall, a human wall before you. So we can say there is a natural church and a spiritual church. The foolish virgin, they gathering. The wise virgin, they coming together for what they are, and also in the same way, the foolish virgin. And the question in my heart is, am I a wise virgin or foolish virgin? We have to check. As this morning, we heard this morning, the requirement is to walk according to the will of Jesus Christ. This is the difference between the foolish and wise. I want to read another passage of the scripture in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 30. You can also read it home. I'm just going to read a few verses. From verse 15. For thus said the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved, and quietness and confidence shall be your strength. In confidence shall be your strength. Having faith that God has spoken and you obey it, you say, yes, Lord, you have said, you have make me realizing it, and I'm going to do it. Now verse 18, we have spoken about mercy and also forgiveness of sin. The Lord is merciful, is slow in anger and full in mercy. Judgment and condemnation is different. There are passages of the scriptures, 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Condemnation doesn't belong to man, doesn't belong to a Christian. A Christian cannot condemn because he's been saved. He was condemned, then he's been saved. So he cannot condemn someone else. But to judge, you can do it. You have to see if it's right or wrong what you're doing. If a brother see that you are doing something wrong, he's going to say, my brother, my sister, take heed. let us take the right position, or let us do the right thing, and let continue in our way. There is no condemnation. You see it? It's important. Condemnation is not there anymore. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus Christ. Amen. I read it for you. Romans chapter 7. Glory to the Lord. May God grant us strength. The strength of believing in each word that come out or proceed out of his mouth. Romans 8, verse 1. Chapter 8. Amen. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, walk not after flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. Hallelujah. There is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. It's finished. Our sins, they've been removed. Our sins, they've been removed. We have to believe with all our heart. If I still believe that I'm a sinner, that means there is something that must take place. My faith is in Jesus Christ. He's telling me that I've been saved. I've been forgiven. And my sins, they've been removed. I cannot sin anymore. It's finished. We talk already about this. May God make us realize this. Let's go in Isaiah 30. From verse 18 now. And therefore, with the Lord wait, and he may be gracious unto you, and therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you, for the Lord is God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him, for the people shall dwell in Zion, at Jerusalem. Thou shalt not weep no more. He will be very gracious unto thee at the voice of the cry, when he shall hear it, and will answer thee. Amen. You see it? It might be that he's going to answer the way you want, but in all things, the will of God must be done. So then we have to say, may thy will be done. But you have answered me. It's impossible. That's when you prayed, when you request something to God, and this request is not going to be exalted or accomplished. God is, and thou, the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction. These verses, I will read the way the translation of Darby is saying. Amen. Yet shall not thy teacher be removed into a corner anymore, but thine eyes shall see thy teacher. Amen. We are going in the right direction. We are going in the direction of the manifestation of the word of God. The ones whom God has truly chosen, they are going to be manifest. There's going to be this later rain and also this blessing. It's going to take place. We are going to see this action. We are going to see it. They are not going to be hidden anymore, your teachers. And God at this time has restored all his church and has restored his word. He restored everything, and everything has been put at his place. He's just waiting, as always we say, that in your house, everything is to be put at the place, at the right place. Then he's going to send us Jesus Christ. But first, in our own houses, everything must take place according to the word of God. If we see around us, we can say truly, as Revelation 20:22 is saying, Lord, come, the bride and the spirit say, Maranatha. In the heart of the believer must be so. But verse 20, the last part, but an I shall see thy teacher, hallelujah, and thy ears. Let's pay attention to this word, and may God grant us grace to realize it. And thy ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left. Ye shall defile also the covering of thy graven image of silver, and the ornament of thy molten images of gold. Thou shalt cast them away as a menstrual's cloth. Thou shalt say unto him, get it hence. Then shall he give the rain of thy seed. Verse 23. Then we know, verse 25 and 26. We read it already. Also, Brother Frank, he gave us the explanation of these verses. And God has grant us grace to hear his voice. He's telling you, go there, move here. This voice is leading you. So this is the right way. Walk on it, work in it. This is the difference between wise and foolish virgin. You must know if that is the way. Because he's already there. I'm telling it in the name of Jesus Christ. They are in movement, wise and virgin. No, wise and foolish. They are already walking. But the Lord is preparing his wise virgin. You have to have in you the revelation of the bridegroom, the revelation of Jesus Christ. And the wise has in himself the revelation of Lord Jesus, and he knows how to walk, what to do. But in everything, but you have destined, or you've been predestinated for eternal life. At the end is written, all of them, they are going to be taught by God, instructed by God. No one will tell to his brother, you know the Lord, but all of them, they are going to be instructed by God. This is going to take place in the church of Jesus Christ. For this reason, the revelation must be everyday revelation, not just on Wednesday and Sunday, but every single day. Every single day, your spirit has to receive what God wants you to receive. Amen. Every day, you have to open your eyes. You have to open your understanding, your ears. What the Spirit is telling to the church. We can read in John 14. In John 14, there's something wonderful there. John 14, verse 15. If ye love me, keep my commandment. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. You see this voice? Hallelujah. He's going to tell you, this is the way. Do not go there. This is the way. Do not let yourself depart from your own thoughts, your own the situation. Do not let yourself attracted by things are shining things. Even the spirit of truth, verse 17, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Amen. Is in you and with us. Then he keep going. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me. The Bible says, save yourself from this pervert word. The world cannot see him, but we are seeing him. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. We can't see him with spiritual eyes. And through faith, the action of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit in our life and in my life, you have to realize it. You cannot say this is a chance, it's luck. It just takes place like this. And we are not realizing that God is leading our path and is leading our life. If I belong to him, that means there's something that he wants to do with me. It's just of me to open my ear to listen, to hear what he's saying, and to ask to myself, how come this thing has taken place? There must be an action through us. If I don't learn now, because the Lord is instructed me now, if I don't learn now, how I'm going to know when he's going to come? How I'm going to recognize him when he's going to come? Sorry. If I see his action, if now I'm following him, I'm walking with him, following his action, I will also recognize when the trumpet will sound. I don't know how, I don't know when, but I'm going to recognize it. Yet a little while, verse 19 again, second part, ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. And that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Is not the time right now? Is that the time? Hallelujah. I believe with all my heart. Ye that hath my commandment and keepeth them, it is he that loved me. And he that loved me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. This is the teaching or instructions that comes straight from God. The revelation must be every day. The revelation of the Word of God. If not, we are just coming, we are living just on Wednesday and Sunday, but God doesn't make believers just for some special days. For this reason, the Lord wants to speak to us. And we have to dedicate our heart fully to him, for him to be present. Hallelujah. When you see that something is wrong, we have to seek for the Lord. When we see we are in trouble or in a hard situation, when there is sickness, let us seek for the Lord, and he's going to let himself find. May God strengthen our faith. God has spoken to us. He is the only one, and he has given us instruction. Let us take it in the name of Jesus Christ. Not only sermon or the meeting we have on Wednesday, or maybe the sermons of Brother Frank, and Sunday we hear something else. No, it's not just about that. It's not just about these days. Man shall not live by bread only. Bread, you are eating it every day. But of every single word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We need this word every single day. Every single day you have to hear His voice. Every day you need to see His touch, where He's saying, "This is my son. I'm well pleased in you." Are you there? Having the broken spirit and the contrite heart. And then you are going to be rewarded. And God is going to continue to give you His word. And then also among us, we are going to serve one another. This is important. When you don't realize, if you don't realize that, you won't even have a moment for you to have a rest, as the Lord Jesus Christ could say. Spiritually saying, there is always something to do. Do you believe that? For this reason, we need a regeneration. May God grant also grace to our brother Frank for him to have a regeneration of the body. He's not missing. Time is missing. If all these things are in you, as Peter is saying, you are not going to be sterile. What if? 1 Peter chapter 2 Peter. Oh, 2 Peter chapter 1. Second Peter chapter 1. That verse 10 and 11. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the end of verse 10, the brother was saying about, ye shall never fall if those things are in you. Tell me, who invented the holidays? Can you please answer to me? Who invented it? At that time, there was no holidays. I'm not criticizing. I'm just asking. I'm just showing that something is happening in this life. And so today, when you work, then you have to have holiday. I'm asking that. Because Brother Billy Graham went in pension because he was tired or he was aged. But I believe what I want to say is with a Christian, even if you're in pension, you are not in pension. Even if you are going in holiday, you are not in holiday. You cannot say, Lord, I'm going for holiday, then I will come back for you. If you are in holiday, you see someone there sick or on the street, are you not going to pray for him? You have to say, here something is wrong. The devil has done something wrong, something to this man. Are you going to say, I'm in holiday or I'm in pension? No, a Christian is available to God 24/7, every single day and night. He's available to God because He redeemed us. We are slaves and we belong to Him fully. Can you catch this thing? Is it possible to take this thoughts? Is it? You are going to holiday, but you are not on holiday. Your spirit is always in movement with the Lord. Your soul is always before the Lord, before the Word. You say, I put myself on the sun, like under the sun, I'm going to have a rest. Those are small fitness that the Lord, the Christian has to remove in his life. He has to do cleaning in his life. I believe you do not, you are not offended after I say that. We are still brother and sister. You see, God has granted me grace to understand that 48 years ago. I've been, you've been in Venice? Yeah, I went through. I've seen Venice. You've been in Udine? Yes, I've been there. Three people were baptized. Have you understood it? It's about the program. If you are in the program of God, your life is different. It's His program. It's not your program. I'm not telling you that you're not going to take holiday anymore. I'm just telling you that to show you that we must be available to God as He redeemed us every single day in spirit. You can hear or you can understand your spirit that someone is in need, or the Lord can let you understand something that you have to do. For this reason, even if you are in holiday, you have to realize that the Lord can send me here or there to do something. I was not thinking that the 5 days we've been in Perugia, they're supposed to be the way they have been. Every single day we have meeting, and God has really blessed us. And Britain, they've been like regenerated, or God has given them strength, and they've been like refreshed. Hallelujah. So I know by God will our sister Olga is going to take place of the meeting, and is going also to be baptized in Jesus' name. It's not far, the place where the sister is living. May God work our soul, and a cry must come out of our soul telling God, instruct me, what do you want me to do? Sometimes it seems like nothing is taking place and you are there. And maybe sometime during the week or during the day, you are really in movement. All these things, God is the one doing that. Hallelujah. I wanted to read another passage of scripture in conclusion. I want to find it. And may this word be for an edification of our heart. Hallelujah. We read in the book of Colossians. Here I have another translation of the Bible. Colossians 2 verse 8. Is an exhortation, a word of exhortation. Do not be seduced. Do not be seduced. Because seduction is something it can happen in a moment. He's not prepared. As he's not prepared, the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ as he's coming to us, also seduction is not prepared. He's just coming there, then he catch. Peter is saying, the devil is like a lion roaring around us. For this reason, we have to resist. Here in verse 8, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after redeemment of the words, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and power. What a wondrous word! In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without end, in putting off the body of sins of the flesh by circumcision of Christ. Hallelujah. Have you got it? Have you understood? Have you realized it? There, on the cross, the Lord has spoiled the original sin. The unbelief is spoiled. It. Do you believe it? Our Lord Jesus Christ, as he died naked on the cross. He was naked. The Catholic Church there put him some garment there, but he was naked. Amen. Do you believe it? Do you not see the Catholic tradition? He spoiled all the authority, all the principality in the heavenly place. Whom are against the word, against the believer, against Christ. He spoiled all of them. And he has given us freedom in Jesus Christ. For this reason, we have not to be deceived after a philosophy or vain deceit. This thing is important. Do not be deceived. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of principality and power. Then verse 11. Hallelujah. What you want to add on this word? To this word? What do you want to add? We have just to say, thank you, Lord, for that work you have done on Calvary. Thank you for the blood that was shed. For your word that came in my life, and this word is helping me, as it's helping a believer not to be seduced. Many are called, few are chosen, and their life, their names are written in the book of the life. We have found really a privilege before God. Who am I? What I've done for me to please the Lord, to please the Lord? Am I better than other? Am I beautiful? Or am I? But he pleased to the Lord. And each one of us is instructed or taught by him. He said, if you come to me, I won't leave you outside. But the Lord has put us inside the glorious body, his own body. for him to put us clothe of the powerful clothes of the Holy Spirit. We believe that the word is so. This is the blessing of God. May God bless us and may God keep us from evil. Sometimes we saying, I'm saying this, sometimes we say things there, then another situation arises. So, sometimes you say something, then when a situation arises, you do something else. So we have to keep our word and to believe in what we said. God made us in one way. So it was like Moses when he killed the Egyptian because he was maltreating his brother and he could not permit it. And may God make us in his way. Amen. Let us stand. May God bless our brethren online. Let us sing a song. Then we sing another one. Lord, keep my heart. Lord, keep my heart. Let us have 5 minutes of consecration before the Lord. Place and glory in the heaven he has given me. That cross for me, a remembrance of love, a voice of blood and sufferances. And this voice saying that one day he been slain and he died. Jesus Christ, for me, sinner. Now I look at my dear Jesus in that cross. His blood was shed. At my place, he'd been pierced. And he gave me glory in the heaven. It's getting dark in the heaven, in that fatal mount. Everything was disappear in that darkness. But in the other side of the veil, a celestial brightness is Jesus, the victorious. He appears in that cross. His blood was shed. At my place, he'd been pierced. And glory in the heaven he has given me. Let us look at this cross. Hallelujah. Draw near, O my Lord, in thy bosom.